The Alaska Peninsula community of Port Hyden has been struggling with aggressive wolves for the past several months. Pets have been killed, and the wolves are not easily ran off. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Division Supervisor Bruce Dale says the state has decided it's become a public safety issue. He says they will take action similar to last spring after wolves killed a teacher 50 miles across the peninsula in Chignik Lake.
We'll go out there with fixed-wing aircraft and track wolves and trying to determine from tracks which wolves nearby there have been going into the village, and then we'll shoot them from helicopter, and then we'll collect biological samples and remove them.
Dale says it's unlikely that the wolves bothering Port Hyden residents are from the same pack that was responsible for the Chignik Lake killing. In that incident, state hunters killed 8 wolves. Dale says they haven't yet determined how many wolves will have to be shot near Port Hyden because accounts vary as to how many are in the area. He says it's rare for North American wolves to be as aggressive as the peninsula wolves have been.
It's not rare in other parts of the world with wolves. Russia, India, they're encounters and fatal encounters are much more common.
He says several factors may be contributing to the wolves' behavior. A substantial number of the northern Alaska Peninsula caribou herd winter close to Port Hyden, and marine mammal carcasses wash up in the area and wolves feed on them. And Dale says it's also where wolves hunt sea otters on the ice.
So there's another source of food when the pack ice forms. And in addition, the topography of the area with the coast and then Aniatic Jack Crater kind of forms a funnel there. So any animals moving through, migrating, are going to frequent that area fairly close to Port Hyden.
Dale says the fact that Port Hyden villagers have killed 6 wolves since August and others were not deterred was part of what led to the decision to kill more.
The number of wolves coming in and the frequency that they're coming in has increased. And usually that would be a deterrent decrease. That's an unusual situation. But they aren't coming in during the day now. They're only coming in at night, and that actually increases the problem. There's a lot of darkness out there this time of year, but people still have to go about their business.
Dale says pilots will backtrack wolves to locate those involved in the village incidents. Weather and snow conditions will determine when the wolves will be taken.